This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. Congratulations to Jason. First one in on the stream. Bethany right behind him. And today's my first day without the beanie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the beanie's not going to come back because it's going to get cold. And I am just struck by how heady my head is.
And how what?
It is the nogginest of noggins. It's just so much head. So much skin. It's crazy. I just don't see myself on television much. I mean, sure, I make videos at home for my own pleasure, but I'm not used to seeing it from this angle. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there. You're a very handsome man.
Thank
glare
you, buddy.
Glare is a little intense, but very handsome.
Well, it shouldn't be. I just put some foundation on, so it takes a whole bottle.
It's an expensive habit.
So I have a girl driving from middle of Kansas home tomorrow for spring break. And she couldn't care less about the storm. And and I'm like, look, I know these things because I'm old. We give up a lot of things to understand the weather. And so if you were leaving Lawrence tomorrow, what time would you leave?
First thing in the morning.
Okay, that's what I told her.
Yeah.
I told her if you don't, you're gonna go through it, maybe only for half an hour.
Or you might be riding with it.
Which would be the worst.
That's the catch, right? You may not, you know, it may catch up to you, and then you're in it.
Yeah.
And then you may be driving along in it.
That just blows. I did that last time, a couple of times ago. Maureen and I were driving back from KU, and it wasn't like severe, but it was like kind of butt puckering, and it was just the whole damn way.
Well, you get out.
I'm making Rachel laugh today, aren't I?
It's just very descriptive.
Noggin and butt puckering.
You took me there, you know?
You felt it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yep.
We all know what you mean.
Patricia says you have a beautiful head, Dave. I think you look incredibly handsome without your beanie. Flaunt what your mama gave you.
Thank you,
Patricia.
Nice.
Yeah, I should probably say this. My mom had a bald head, too. And she wore a wig for 96 years. I still have it.
Start wearing it.
Don't put the beanie away. I've got to jump way ahead here because it will be colder by Sunday. And there are some signs by around the 22nd, maybe the 20th, that we could be right back into winter again.
Oh, my.
Of March. Yeah, it's not that far away.
We do this every year. We do this every season. Every season.
Yes,
Dave and I have done this 25 years together, and every season. Dave's not surprised, but I'm always somehow surprised.
No. I've been doing it at 42. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
Really almost close to 50 now with the radio stuff.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, I think it's crazy that I've been doing this for 25 years. But I started late. I started at 36. You know, people who start out in their early 20s, whatever they're doing, like you did, I mean, you can clock some decades.
Yes, but you also are very aware all the time, and to all the kids out there, is that what you're looking at with me and with Dave is a rarity.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very long, often. Just doesn't happen.
No. Now, I was talking to, I won't out him because he didn't say it was okay, but Kevin knows who I'm talking about. Someone from the St. Louis media reached out to me about the KMOX move, and he said, hey, I listened to your show, and I heard what you said the other day about not giving a young person advice to go into radio, and he's like, I completely agree with you. It's kind of the same in his medium, and we both agreed that talented people will always entertain people or write for people or be on television or, you know, forecast the weather. But it's just the delivery systems and the mediums are just changing so quickly.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
And you're also
It's always been a tough business, but it's really, really tough.
Yeah, but there are also a lot more ways to do it.
For sure.
I mean, like when I was coming up, and again, it's long ago, but it's not that long ago. We're talking mid-90s when I was getting into the business. I couldn't have a podcast. It didn't exist. I couldn't go and do TikToks just to show people that I have the ability to do anything. Didn't exist. You know, you could have your own website now with your own shows.
Yeah.
And at the very least, get something started and give yourself a chance.
Check Allstate first for a quote that could save you.
Oops.
Okay. Sorry.
And then, I'll do that too. And then
and that happens too.
Yeah. But I think getting into what we're into is getting harder because it's getting tighter.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Dave, get us through the storm.
Okay. First of all is quiet tonight. Eclipse of the moon. Totality is at 1:58 in the morning on Friday with the full moon. I think we're going to have a shot of seeing it if you want to be up. Friday is mainly a dry day. It's a very windy day. Take away the threat of storms. It's windy all day long, partly sunny, 81 for the high. The record's 86. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night, some strong to severe, very windy, 56. Now, I'll get to the weekend, but I want to get to the storms here. Prime time is 4 p.m. to midnight. Fast-moving storms. The forward motion of these things could be 60 miles per hour. So they're going to come up on us really quickly. Fast, heavy rain, intense lightning, straight line winds of 60 to 80 miles per hour, limited hail. This is not a hail type situation, but there will be pockets of pea size all the way up to golf ball size for a few folks and isolated tornadoes. So again, 4 p.m. to midnight is our prime time. Saturday, it's all gone. Partly sunny skies. Northwest flow is back. It's windy. It's cooler. It's not really cold. It's just cooler. 66. Clear skies. 38 on Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny, windy, and cold. 49 degrees. That's going to seem cold. And wouldn't be surprised if there's some snow burst or snow flurries around on Sunday.
Okay.
Lots going on.
Yeah, it really is. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The Pope marks the 12th anniversary of his papacy, hospitalized, but with his condition improving. He continues to receive oxygen and wear a mechanical mask at night, but he is doing better. No official plans have been announced to commemorate his anniversary, which happens to coincide with a public holiday at the Vatican.
So 12 years?
12 years.
I couldn't have told you whether it was 5 or 20. And I mean, I'm not Catholic, but, you know.
12 seems like a long time.
Yeah, it does seem on the longer side.
He still feels relatively new.
He does. Benedict felt like he was Pope for the longest time, but it was only like 10 years or so for him,
was
right?
Was it? Yeah.
I don't know.
He took over for Benedict, right?
Yeah.
And Benedict resigned.
Yes.
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 Nikki Glaser is going to return as the host of the Golden Globes in 2026, St. Louis's own Nikki Glaser. She was the first woman to host the show solo and expressed excitement about hosting again. The 2025 Globes drew 9.3 million viewers. So good for Nikki. That's cool.
Yeah. That's a lot of people in a modern time.
Going to see her perform in May in Vegas.
Nice.
It's probably the only award show I still watch. But I don't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But like the Oscars, I don't know.
Well, this is the chill one, right?
Yes.
Where they're all
this is the one where they are supposed to
This is the
let their
one.
Hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a Crew 10 mission was set to launch from Florida, and it was postponed due to an issue with the launch pad's ground system. That delay means that the Crew 9 astronauts, including Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, can't return to Earth until their successors arrive. The SpaceX mission could attempt to launch again tomorrow, with the Crew 10 astronauts expected to reach the ISS on Saturday night. So hopefully Butch and Sonny get to come home very, very soon.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
This is ridiculous.
It really is.
Like, come on, man. You're supposed to be, these are supposed to be like the brightest people in the world running these things, and you got people stranded up there for a year and you can't get them back?
Well, hopefully they're coming home soon. About a third of bird species.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I would tear that thing apart. ISS. Oh. Everyone would be dead.
Dave would be like just floating in space. Like, I can't take it.
Yes. Like, I'm not talking like 9 months. I'm talking by dinner.
Your intrusive thoughts would immediately cause you to hit the airlock buttons.
He's like,
just open the door.
Like, what would happen if I got spaced?
I would be slamming hammers into the glass.
How many shots will it take?
How do you think you'd do, Rach? I could see you as an astronaut.
Really? I'm just so, like, not okay with space.
That would be a dark mark for you.
Yeah, I would be there against my will at this point.
A captive.
Yeah. You'd have to be kidnapped to get up there.
That's actually, if I ever do anything wrong, like, just send me there instead of prison if you really want me to learn my lesson. I don't know. I have total respect for the people who go. There's something about it, though, where I'm like, I don't think I'm meant to go to space. Mm. I'll go someday if they perfect those Blue Origin journeys, and it's like, all right, this is never going
to
crash.
Which you may have to face in your life.
Maybe.
I mean, in your lifetime, if you live a natural lifetime, I think space travel will be not common, like taking a cruise, but if you have some money, I think it'll be open to you.
Patrick is asking, which FM station did KMOX move to? We have not moved to FM yet, Patrick. We're moving on March 24th. We will be on 104.1. So, 98.7 has flipped. Now it's Hot 98. So we'll just have to go through a couple weeks here without being on FM, but we will be on FM very, very,
very
soon on a very strong signal. So
yes.
Don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, for now, those two are mirroring each other.
Right.
And that's because you're making sure that people that listen to Hot 104 know to go to Hot 98.7. And then when we flip on the 24th, then it'll be back to carrying the two. Yeah.
Yep.
About a third of the bird species in the U.S. need conservation help, according to a new report. It reveals that at least 112 North American bird species have lost more than half of their populations in the past 50 years. With declines in species like Allen's hummingbirds and yellow-billed magpies, waterfowl populations are now down about 30% since 2017.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's just their habitats are being encroached upon. Hmm.
Pretty much all of the things that are having that problem are due to just being pushed out.
Here's a crazy story. A dog shoots its owner while its owner is in bed. This happened in Tennessee.
I want to know is, what did the owner do? Because dogs aren't going to, they're going to do nothing for no reason.
You missed my breakfast.
The other dog's like, just shoot him.
So apparently this man was relaxing on his bed and just like talking with one of his friends.
That doesn't sound good.
The dog, whose name is Oreo, this story says identified as Oreo.
Identified as.
Which is pretty great.
He pulled his ID.
Accidentally stepped on the trigger of a nearby gun, causing it to fire and graze the man's thigh.
So the guy had a loaded gun sitting on his bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the dog jumped up on the bed and landed. Dude, first of all, if you're a dog owner, you know nothing dangerous or sensitive sits near you on the couch or bed because they're going to step on it.
Well, by far the most troubling, disturbing part of the story to me is this guy lounging and relaxing on his bed alone talking to his friend. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. Do we?
Talking in person or on the phone? Did we know if the friend was there?
It doesn't say.
Well, if it's in person, it's really weird.
That's what I mean. That's way weirder than on the phone. Like, I've talked to the phone.
When's the last time you laid on your bed alone with your princess phone talking to your buddy?
It's been a long time.
But you think if he was on the phone, the story would have said he was laying in bed talking on the phone. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
Like, maybe the friend was in a chair next to the bed or something.
Yeah, maybe this, hey, maybe this guy's just got, like, a studio apartment and there's just nowhere for anything.
Right.
Nowhere for me to put him, like,
either way. Yeah, obviously, he doesn't have much space if the gun's sitting on the bed next. First of all, you're sitting in a room talking to your friend. Why do you got the gun just laying on the bed next to you?
That dog is
what's going
stuff.
On? Yeah, that dog's, yeah. like,
why do you have the loaded gun pointing at you while you're talking to your buddy?
See, we should have been detectives.
Yeah. We would have turned that guy into a confession already.
Something doesn't smell
he'd
right.
He'd have been
about
like,
it. We'd have been sweating Oreo.
He's going to be Jim Carrey and Liar Liar. It was me.
A second grade student in North Carolina saved his choking classmate by performing the Heimlich maneuver during recess. The boy learned the life-saving technique from YouTube and acted quickly when his classmate began choking on a granola bar while they were playing basketball. Teachers and parents praised the young man for his heroic actions, and the school hosted a celebration to honor his bravery and quick thinking. The story also says that it's strengthened the bond between the two kids, which I just think is so sweet.
Yeah,
that kid's going to be known as the hero for the rest of his life.
Yeah. He can do nothing else.
Man,
he's set.
If you're a parent, how do you ever yell at that kid now?
Right.
Now I'm scrutinizing everything. Why was this kid eating a granola bar while they're playing basketball?
That's what I was thinking, too.
It's a horribly dumb thing to do, but second graders do a lot of horribly dumb things.
So he walked home with his dog, Oreo.
Thank you, Dave.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Stay, you know I got to be moving on.
Welcome back, 352 DGS. You know, yesterday we were talking about the concept that in any relationship, personal or business, whoever cares the least wins. And I thought the best example of that I can think of is Elon Musk's crappy little kid in the Oval Office. Like, he's dealing with Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the most powerful person on the planet, and this little kid just doesn't care. And he's picking his nose and wiping boogers on the Resolute desk and saying that you need to go away, and he clearly won. He doesn't care. There's nothing Donald Trump could say to him. They'd be like, oh, I didn't realize that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put it all just like on, like, quote-unquote rich kids, but I mean, some point, you know, range kids in. Just because you have money and you have privilege or you have a famous name, don't let your kids be little brats.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the only child that will speak to Elon Musk of all of his dozens of children. So I think that kid's getting pretty darn spoiled every time he's with dad.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like an attempt, hey, I don't even have a nanny with me. I'm doing this all by myself. Sure, Jan. I'm sure you are.
That's a great usage of sure, Jan. Well done.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Well,
got,
thanks,
him.
Guys.
Got him.
Got him.
What's that?
Oh, David on the stream says, my hairstyle looks super cute today. Thank you, David.
Yeah, I thought he was talking to me at first. Like, I mean, I'm not even being funny. I was like, oh.
It does.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
So you're going to change yours?
Good segment for me.
I mean, not change. I'm probably going to go back.
I don't know. We're digging
the old school. I don't know. I mean,
it looks good.
I know, but it's fun.
You look like a bad boy.
Your hair color is so pretty.
Just, I have to do stuff to it. Like, I'm going to have to buy a brush at this point. I don't own a brush. It's getting,
brush.
That's the problem is I, you know, I'd love to see what it looks like longer, but I don't want to do any work.
What's the product you use in your hair, Wheels?
Spike glue.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't like the look of gel. A little too shiny. Doesn't work very well either.
When I was young, like junior high, I used to use Brill Cream. Anyone even ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
It's just goo. It's just sloppy goo.
Just generic goo.
And then we had something called Dippity Doo, which was like Brill Cream in a jar. But my hair is really flighty and dry because there was only like 8 strands. So I would dippity-do each one individually. Baldness.
I just like the name dippity-do.
Yeah.
Did you dip the hair in it?
No, the jar? You would no, you would just dip your fingers in there.
Oh, okay.
It was green. It was a very pretty green. Being me, I love playing with it.
Yeah.
It's like there's little bubbles in it and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. There you go, Steve.
Sorry, Brian. No mullet happening. Wheeler needs a mullet.
Well,
need,
you could rock one.
I need a mullet.
Yes, he would.
Kill it.
Yeah.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.